Welcome back to the Rebirth of Life and Love, episode 21, and it's about to be toxic. Okay, this is Rome's segment. We just gonna jump right into all the pop culture, the shade room, all of the above, and share a perspective on some posts we've seen, okay? So I'm gonna throw it over to Rome because he's ready.
So Rome always sends me things and I look at it and I'm like, this is right up your alley. So you sent me...
Let me just cook this one. There's one important one.
Okay, which one?
So... On the shade room, whatever. We consume the shade room just to see what's going on. Sometimes we don't give attention to the shade room. But they had a post of Cameron Diaz saying that her and her partner sleep in different bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And that you should knock it before you try, or you should try it before you knock it. And so I was reading the comments, you know, as we do, because the comment section is wild on a lot of those big pages.
And it gives you a temperature check of like what other people are thinking. Like if you could do, people don't do a lot of surveys now. They just, I think the comment section could be a survey in itself.
It could. It's 100% a survey without being able to like fully measure. You can kind of just go through the first top few 20 comments and see what the vibe check is.
I'm going to read a few of them.
I don't have them on me.
I have them.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay, I cut a couple about that kind of caught me like, oh, interesting. So we also really don't need to know what's going down in someone else's home, but I digress. Which is like...
I mean, that I don't like that comment because it's like, we don't really need to know what's going on in someone's home, but she offered up
the information up, right?
Yeah, she offered that shit up. So,
let's give our opinion.
I'm going to react on it.
Ooh, okay. I feel like only married or previously married people will understand where she's coming from.
Okay, listen.
Now that one.
This is why and where I wanted to cook, because like before, some of the other things that were said, I do remember, not verbatim, but there was a lot of insecurity in the comments.
I have the next one.
Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
The next person said, this only applies to unhappy married people because my wife's sleeping next to me in capital letters every night.
So, okay. I saw a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Those were two different types.
There was a lot of that, and a lot of people in the comments were like, oh, you might as well just get another house. You might as well live in a different place. You might as well get divorced. And it's like, the crazy part about all of that is I 1,000 endorse what Cameron Diaz is saying. Mm-hmm. Because when Roman was born, and it was when I couldn't really do anything, and Felicia was feeding him a lot, all day, and we still had night shifts open. So mm-hmm. I was doing the night shift with Callie. So a lot of the times, I actually, for a period of like, it was a good month, maybe 2 months,
I moved
to the guest room, and it was a wave. It was absolutely a wave. Let me tell you why. It was a wave because Felicia says I snore, whatever, I can't breathe. We sleep differently.
We do.
I'd rather have it negative 15 in the room, and she can't handle that.
I'd be cold. You've conditioned me, but yes, it's cold sometimes.
So I need space to like move. And the issue with how Felicia sleeps is like, she always like pushes the blanket off of her. So like anytime I turn, I take the covers with me, and then she's like, "Oh, you stole the covers." And it's just like, "Fam, you pushed them off of you and then you wanted them back later because you realized that's not what you wanted." So now they're all around me.
Hot, be cold.
And so I didn't have to deal with any of that. The worst thing I had to do is like leave the room to go to the bathroom because like
she figured out
I just needed to do that. Whereas opposed to if we're in our room, I could just go to the bathroom and get right back in the bed.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a nurse out there some of the time. So it's like, walk by the nurse, go to the bathroom. All right, go back to bed and all this stuff like that. So like now I'm like dodging people and the stuff in the bathroom. And so I probably got some of the best sleep of my life by myself. Cause I like space. I like space.
It has to work for you because either, it depends, and I think people will think I'm moving into the other room because, like, I can't stand this person. And I think that's what goes in people's head is, like, oh, you guys sleep in separate rooms? But sometimes, most of the times, it is just different sleep style, different sleep routine. I'm a night owl. I like to go to bed around 11, midnight, and he's usually, like, lights out. I want to respect what you want, too. Like, I want the light on so I can read a book or something.
No, you want to respect what bed. I want? Would you be... Huh? She said, I want to respect what you want, but she'd be like, oh, your light's out now? I need this light on. Like,
so I...
Sis, if you don't just... Felicia's one of them that, like, needs to feel the light on and feels like she can't see if the light isn't on.
No, but I compromise because I don't turn the overhead light on.
No, you don't. Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I turn the closet light on and I crack it. But I'm just saying I would like the light on. I like the bed up. And so it's like, okay, he's ready to go to bed. I'm not.
She's always like, you trying to watch something? No.
I'd be ready. Like 10 o'clock. I'm like, let's watch a show. And he's like, nah, it's bedtime. Like, I'm just trying to go to sleep. So, you know, the fan is on, the bed's down, the light's off. And like you said, you snore. So sometimes I'm already like pushing you.
I didn't say
that.
I said, allegedly, that's what I've been told.
He snores loud and bad. And so I'm pushing you like, okay, stop snoring. And so you're not getting great sleep. I'm not getting great sleep. And that was a tough time. But it was also like, you either have a tough night of sleep and we're both tired and on edge during the day, or we get some good sleep. And at a certain point, I was kind of like, are you going to come back in the room? Because it was more of like, Roman moved away from needing to be on the nipple all night. And so it turned into I was the one up all night caring for him. And I was like, okay, you got to come back.
That's too far. But like with the part was then now it was convenient for you because now Roman could sleep in my spot. What did Cisco say?
Oh, someone sleeping in my bed?
Yeah, exactly.
We sure did. We was co-sleeping, y'all.
So Roman was right there in the bed trying to fill my spot.
You come
but
back
because
in the
he's
room,
little,
he'd be laid out. I'd be on your side.
Yeah, because he's little. Everybody was.
We had the whole bed filled up.
That little boy is so privileged. He's sleeping in a nice king size Tempur-Pedic, and then went back to a crib, and he probably looking at us like, what is this?
Okay. Okay, last topic. All right. When is enough enough? Cardi B and Offset. We've talked about getting out of dead relationships like episode 8 or 9. And I'm not going to say this one's dead, but she aired out a lot of things on her live a few weeks ago. And talking about...
The fact that she reacted how she did at the end of it, that happened. Whatever they said he did this.
He did. And you could tell... She has been trying to put on face and protect him and protect their marriage for a really long time.
And the brand and
yeah,
all
the brand
things.
And she's on his album and she just broke. And the fact that she needed to say it on live, because she even said, "You don't respond or think that I'm serious until the public knows." It was something of that matter. So it was like, I have to put you on blast on social media for sites to pick it up, for you to be like, oh, she's serious. Because I also feel like sometimes you make the bed you sleep in. She's taken him back multiple times. When she was pregnant, he was cheating on her. They got married, he's cheating on her, you know? And so there's been a certain behavior that's occurred multiple times. And so she said, now you keep playing in my face.
Insecurities. And it just goes back to...
It does. And it's just like, when is enough enough? When you've got to like someone like Cardi B, you're thinking she's worth millions of dollars, a successful career, he's got five kids. He is too, though.
He's,
but I'm saying like,
he was up first, but she obviously, he had group success and some success outside the group. Like, no disrespect to him. He's not Quavo. Like, he's not doing what Quavo is doing.
But you're saying you would see her as a catch. You would see her as, like, top tier.
Oh, that catch, so, that catch word has been on fire on social media.
Has it? And people are like, you're treating her like she's just anybody. Put some respect to my name. And it's just like, certain men, it doesn't even matter.
Let me speak on this because I have a problem with this. And let me... Really quickly, the other catch thing that's been viral is Simone Biles' husband and her, because he was telling the story on the Pivot that they met via the dating app, but it's that dating app that's exclusive to celebrities.
And so I was wondering
she messaged him and like, yeah, so, and he actually, I don't didn't see the entire interview. I don't know if he actually said that he was the catch.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, okay. I watched this whole, like, that segment where he talks about it, because he said it. Well, first people were triggered because he said that he didn't know who she was. Like,
yeah.
And people were just like, what? But I also think people reacting who are our age, who, like, watched the Olympics. And he's like, I was in college playing football. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't really paying attention to the Olympics and what was going on like that. He's like, I didn't know she was that girl until I looked at her page and, like, knew more about her. And then he went on to say, you know, that he was the catch. And
so let me get to what we were just talking about. So that makes a lot of sense. So, like, this is hard because, like, I'm not speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking from just, like, just how things are, I guess, anecdotally. But, like, you know, you see a lot of people who are, like, let's just say, you know, Miss Carter. We won't call her by name because I know how fans are and people are. But, like, why would he ever do that because he has Miss Carter? Why would he ever cheat because he has Miss Carter? Why would this person, why would Offset ever cheat? He's got Cardi B. And it's just, like, the hard part about it, and this is not, because this was also on the timeline, this is not excusing cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But cheating is a two-way street, but a one-way destination.
Oh.
Now, to break that down, it's a two-way street. People, just from my anecdotal understanding, people cheat. It's definitely an insecurity, but, like, we'll just give a hypothetical. People cheat because you're missing something.
I was gonna say.
So it's a two-way. So it's a two-way street. This person might have done the action of cheating, but it was to fill a void that they are not getting from this person.
Mm.
So two-way street. And the person who, you know, again, can't speak on this, but a person who is cheated on is probably like, what did I do to deserve this? I do everything for this person. But, like, we know, and we spoke on this before, it's like, you can do everything that you think that person needs, but if it's not what they need, it doesn't matter.
There's a miscommunication.
And
there's
so,
not a line, because, like you said, there's clearly something they want, and maybe they don't feel comfortable talking about it, or maybe you just haven't made the change to meet them at to that point. And so they go that way.
And again, it could be a lot of things. It could be needs not being met.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, elsewhere. It could be someone in the DMs that, like, because, like, who doesn't like getting comments from people talking about how amazing you are?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, when it's not coming from that person, it's kind of like what we said. It's almost like you have to come to the point when you're mature enough to say, all right, this isn't serving me anymore. We need to go our separate ways.
Yeah. Do you feel like with the Simone Biles, like, what's his name? What's her?
I can't remember his name, to be honest. Everyone's like, Simone's husband.
You're right.
No disrespect to Buddy, number 34 for the Packers.
Maybe that speaks more to why he's not the catch, because we don't know him. But do you feel like...
They were killing him.
They said.
They said, oh, he didn't mention he was a liability in coverage, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, that's crazy.
Do you feel like everyone should feel like they're the catch?
Yes and no, because, like...
Like, was he making a joke in a sense of, like, I'm the catch? Or
no, I think he said it because she pursued him.
Mm.
Like, that's why. Like, he didn't make the first point of contact. She did.
I mean, that's what offended people too.
And then she reached out.
She doubled down.
Yeah.
People were offended as well because it was like he was playing too cool. But he was just simply saying, like, I wasn't in a state where I was really looking to, like, settle down. I'm third year in the NFL.
No, clearly not in the NFL. He was in college. He said
he was still in college.
I'm pretty sure he was in college still.
I think he was
when they first met.
Okay.
Because he mentioned, he said.
Oh, he's now. Okay.
I think he's maybe year two or something like that.
Oh, he's now his third year. Okay. So he's about to go into NFL. He was like, I'm trying to have some fun, clearly.
Exactly. He said, I was in Houston. He's like, I remember specifically, he said, I was in Houston. She was in the suburbs. He's like, you know, I was like year three. I was having some fun. Like, and then she came down there, met him, and then he's like, we started talking, and then the rest was history.
Got
type
you.
Thing like that.
When he said year three, I thought he meant year three in the NFL.
And he could have. I could be getting, let's just check real quick.
Check so real quick. Like, check the stats. Check the.
Let me find out Buddy's name.
Yeah. So I feel like because he wasn't on the app actively looking and he was trying to have some fun, he wasn't trying to get into anything serious. He was saying, like, okay, she had to approach me and had to make a few attempts for me to really kind of change my mind. And then once he said, once they met, it was over. Like, the connection was so strong, but there was a lot of things that triggered people in the sense of, this is Simone Biles, like, she's everyone's favorite, and here you are disrespecting her. But my thing is, if she don't have no problem with it, why do we have a problem with it?
Oh no, he was right. He was right. He was in the NFL.
Yeah,
at that point.
He was new in the NFL.
He was on the Texans.
Trying to have a little fun, and so she even responded like, "Are you guys done yet?" Like, she's not offended. She knows her man. Again, another relationship that what we saw for 30 seconds, here we go jumping on it. And are offended by what might have happened or been said.
She got her catch. So, like, that's just it. She got her married.
She was right there in the background, kind of laughing.
She was. She was there the whole time. Because they showed her twice. Like,
showed her reaction. Like, let them be. Yeah, let them be.
Go ahead, Cook.
In 2024, let's focus on us. Let's get out of other people's relationships, even though we're speaking on relationships, but we're speaking on them from a point of, not that we care to break them down.
We're literally breaking down relationships, like why we think stuff happened.
Exactly.
We're not talking, we're not judging their relationship.
That's the key. We're not judging. We're breaking it down to help us understand relationships and how they relate to us, relate to you guys, because I think it's really important, because I think relationships are so multifaceted.
But let me answer your question. I don't know if everybody should feel like the catch, because that could be an ego clash. Mm. Because, like, when you posed it, I was like, I don't know.
I feel like I was a catch.
Well, at the time we met, you were.
I was the catch?
Yes.
You snagged me.
Yes. And it's like them fishermen that be fishing with the chicken and the Kool-Aid.
Would you have that for bait?
That's the bait.
It's the chicken?
Yeah, for me? this man, there's this video that went viral. He had chicken on the line and Kool-Aid. He covered the chicken in Kool-Aid and he threw it out there in the river and he caught like 18 catfish.
I'm saying, would that be your bait for me, chicken and Kool-Aid?
My bait for you would have been a Twix.
Ooh, you got me. It definitely worked.
It was a Twix and a McFlurry. Worked. But yes, at the time you were the catch. I was not. I had to grow into the catch.
Catch now, you my catch.
And now, dang, I'm your catch, but you can't catch.
I can catch.
That's crazy.
But now you so caught up.
I almost didn't get that.
I caught it.
I really wanted her to fumble that on camera.
This stands for you. All right, y'all. We wrapping this up. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Yeah. And so follow us on Instagram, right over here, on YouTube. Watch our shows. Share it with a friend or family member.
And we're still waiting for feedback. We still want to know what you like.
Yes.
What we can improve on. You can feel free to be our survey in the comments.
All right, guys. Bye.